When the workers in leadership left, there were 131,000 mailed ballots behind two sets of locks for an eventual count. Thousands more mail ballots are expected to arrive over the next few days, countable as long as they're postmarked by Tuesday. The results of some key races, really most races, depend on the counting of those ballots, and that can't start soon. For state and local races, that count can begin next Tuesday, while federal races like the 27th congressional race can't be counted until July 7th. Republican Elections Commissioner Ralph Moore says the mailed-in ballots may change the elections process.
We did receive a lot of mail-in ballots, and they're still coming in. I think this may be the first time where we have the number of absentee and mail-in ballots exceed the number of people that showed up to vote on Election Day.
Moore says the same rules might not apply for the November election, depending on what Albany might do between now and then to change the rules, although absentee voting rules are tougher for the general election than for a primary. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.